Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
And we start. Talk show.
Recorded live.
Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
What? New York City, Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepies, the weepies.
Yo, what's up? Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Yo, we are doing the prank call show. So, yo, everybody, if you got me on Skype, that's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, crotchshotradioshow at yahoo.com. Feel free, and IM me phone numbers. I think I could do some phone calls in the UK. So, yeah, send me your phone numbers, and I will get them done. So, first call we got going on here. It's this guy. He I have a sign on my door that says, "Don't put no fucking menus or any like advertising bullshit there." But of course, you know, it ends up there anyway. So I like to call them and bust their balls. And so this guy, his name is Mitchell's Flat Rate Moving. He's in New York. Ask about our $120 moving special. Alrighty, so here we go.
You have reached the Sprint Voice mailbox of
Rachel Bernard.
To leave a voice message, press 1 or just.
Damn it. I seriously hate it when that happens. Alright, it looks like some people couldn't see me online. I went online now, so hey, here we go. There we go. We got Queef. Queef is on here, so hold on, let's see, we got to find some more phone numbers here. That apparently that mover thing didn't work. We got Chris Geo up in the chat room. While we're trying to find some numbers, I'd like to... this song is dedicated to Jim Stachowiak. So if you're a friend of Jim Stachowiak, tell him to listen to this song. Yeah, man, some random person sent me this song from the makers of the Luke Kiss the Boy song. This is Jim, the Jim song, the Jim Stach song. Hey, Jim Stachowiak, welcome to Panama. We miss you very much.
Jim knows a place where he can get some little beaners. Little beaners. Jim's going wild from too much fluoride in the water. Sipping apple juice, hanging out by the middle schools. The boys at some class must be trying to get a sneak peek. Jim could travel the world, but not.
Jimmy, you little fucking, get out of here with that pedophile shit. Fuck Jim. Anyways, we got another number. Again, yo, if you guys want to contact me and give me your phone number, yo, just send them to Crutch Shot Radio on Skype or crutchshotradio@yahoo.com. Just IM it to me or just send it to me and boom, I'll get it on my phone if you email it. So with that, we got this next call. This air conditioning guy. As now we wait for it to start ringing.
You reached Alpha AC and Heating.
God damn it. Okay, let me try calling it one more time. Hopefully they pick up.
You reached Alpha AC.
Damn it, that son of a bitch never picks up. Alrighty. Let's, next phone number we got here. Oh. Oh. Damn. The sister? Your sister. Oh, no.
Hey, what's up? You reached Athena. Can't get to the phone, so leave me a message and I'll call you back.
Record your message.
God damn it. Alrighty, hold on. Again, need some phone numbers. Because I'm starting to run low. Alrighty, yeah, so far we're batting negative 1,000 right now. This is the live prank call show. Come on. What the fuck? Alrighty. Alright. Okay. Alright. This next one. I swear to God, I'm going to end up having to prank prostitutes. As we now, we're waiting for the phone to start ringing. Just fill in the dead air. Alright.
Hello?
Yes, I got a bone to pick with you. I bought a table with, you know, a dining room set, and one of the legs of the tables is broken. Now, who do I have to speak to?
Okay, you didn't buy any table for me, but...
I bought some tables.
This is Kristaki, right?
Who?
Kristaki.
Okay, whatever, but I got a broken table leg over here. Look, put your husband on.
I don't have a husband, so what is it that you want?
Okay, well, whoever, because I don't need to be speaking to no woman when I'm going to say a few words, and I don't need to be saying it to a lady, okay? Because I'm really upset right now.
Thank you for recognizing that I'm a lady.
Look, don't get smart with me, okay? Just put whoever you know sticks his taco into your thing, okay?
You can talk to my son about it.
All right, put your son on the phone.
He's on the phone already.
What do you mean he's on the phone already?
He's the one that's calling me.
He's calling you now?
Yes.
Can you do three-way?
You know what?
What?
Kristaki, you want to call me back?
Who?
Call me back and I'll get my
phone. What the hell are you talking about? I got a fucking broken table here. Look, now you got me cussing.
You should be embarrassed.
I swear to God, whose legs do I got to fucking break right now?
Look.
You run a very horrible business. You wear so... Fuck, you know, freaking inferior goods. And now I'm not satisfied. So what are you going to do about it?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You go take it back where you bought it from.
All right. Well, I'm going to dump it right in front of your store, and then I'm going to freaking spray paint on the window. Don't do business with this store. Okay?
Okay. Sounds great. That's a good
advertisement. Sounds great. Yes, it is. Don't do business with this store. Then I'm going to take it to YouTube. I'm going to do Craigslist. I might even take a shit in front of your store. Just leave a nice big old log.
That will be good because that would get people's attention and that will bring me more business.
No, it won't.
Yes, it will.
Not if I do a bonfire with the fucking crappy shit that you sold me.
Like I told you, it would bring everybody to come and see what's going on, and this way they will buy more stuff.
No, they won't buy nothing, because I say they'd be like, don't buy. I'll put, like, a picket sign there. Like, this place sucks.
Where are you from?
I don't know why you're getting smart with me, because, you know, the customer's always right, and you're not trying to resolve nothing. How are you in business? You're going to jail.
Okay.
I'll see you in jail.
You gotta come and visit me?
I will sue you and have you put in jail.
Okay.
At Traitor's Village.
Thank you. You have a nice night.
Traitor's Village.
Is that the place?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm very upset right
great.
Now. Why are you getting...
You shouldn't
be
upset.
You're getting smart with me. You sell me inferior goods.
You should not be upset over something so minor. You
well,
were
minor,
doing your
minor,
help over that.
Minor?
You were
minor,
doing
you
your help
much,
over
you know,
that.
You know how much I spent on this shit?
How much?
Yo, Gino, this bitch needs to get her legs broken. All right, yeah, we'll see you tonight, okay?
Bye.
We're coming over. All righty. Jesus. Oh, man. Anybody else? I don't even think I should tell who that lady was. Wow, she knows how to take. She knows how to take a. She knows how to fucking bring it back, huh? Okay, what's next here? What we got here? Hot little box mulatto. Oh, okay. just. Oh, criminy. Alrighty, let's do this. Oh, wait, of course, no phone number. Oh, it's okay, it's right there. Alright. 347-849-4113. Yes, because, you know, she has her number advertised on Craigslist. So we're gonna mess with her. Now we wait for the frickin' phone to start ringing.
Please leave your message for 347-849-4-3. Record your message after the tone.
Alrighty. This is starting to suck. I really hate when no one starts picking up prank calls. So, what else? Okay. Oh, damn it. You know, I really hate when they freaking start writing, you know, 6-4-9-6-3-8. Alrighty. Okay. Okay, we're gonna try this again.
Hello?
Put George on. He's the one that sold me the fucking table.
Okay, Kostaki, you just blew it.
Put George on the fucking phone. Quit fucking playing around. Goodness, you're too busy. You're acting like a nigga right now. Stop being a nigga. You blew it. The only thing you blew. If you blew something, you probably would have a better marriage. Now put George on the phone. Before I get mean.
You're pretty funny. You should go to a comedy shop.
You're pretty funny looking. You should get yourself some goddamn plastic surgery. Put George on the phone. Freaking Greeks running around. I don't give a fuck if George is shitting on the can. Hand him the phone. The stink
okay,
don't go over the phone. Hurry up. Don't
okay,
stop.
Hold on a minute. Let me go.
Quit calling me Bukkake. All right, who the hell is Bukkake?
All right.
All right.
Hi, I heard you. I connected with you.
Oh, come on. Hurry up. Jesus. This is fucking good service.
I'm glad you're in your old house again.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Hello? Put George on the phone.
George said goodnight.
No, you put him on.
He said goodnight already.
Who's this
again? You didn't hear him? What's wrong with your ears? You didn't hear him?
I didn't put him on the fucking phone.
He said goodnight, that's it.
Fuck. On the fucking phone.
I thought you weren't going to use any bad language.
Look, don't be a fucking douchebag. Put it on the fucking phone. Look, because now you're getting on my fucking last nerve.
I thought you were coming over. What happened?
Look, I couldn't get a ride.
You couldn't get a ride? You want me to come
look, is this,
truck?
Is this, which one is this? Is this Crystal?
Maybe.
Maybe. Look, I don't even know why I got... Why am I talking to the animal? Why can't I just talk to the freaking... The man of the household? I would rather deal with the man of the household instead of you with you. You ain't got no goddamn sense. You obviously don't have a mind for business.
You know, I'm really enjoying this conversation.
I bet you are.
You gonna what?
Look, what the hell is wrong with you? Look, I have a messed up table because of you people.
Maybe I'm messed up like you.
I ain't messed up, sweetheart. I'm just pissed off.
And so am I. Do I show it?
I don't know. That's not what your husband told me. You're an angry, spiteful woman.
Really?
And you obviously can't hit it right. So it's you know, you're probably going to get a divorce.
It doesn't matter. It's my choice.
It's your choice that you're going to get a divorce? What?
Yeah,
so what if he wants a divorce? He's screwed?
If he wants one, he's more than welcome to get one.
Okay, very good.
Are we done with our conversation?
Look, I just need to speak to George right now.
George is not here.
Yes, he is there. Come on. Don't be a wise ass.
She is there?
Put him on the phone.
He's not here. I already told you.
So then why are you still on the phone?
Because I'm enjoying talking to you.
Hang the phone up, you silly wench.
Why don't you hang up?
No. You hang up.
No, you hang up.
You hang up.
You hang up.
You hang up. Where's Renee?
Renee's taking a shower.
Yeah, pass the phone.
He's taking a shower. I'm not going to go in the shower and tell him to come to the phone.
I thought you're into stuff like that. That's what I heard. People are talking about you behind your back.
That's all right. There's nothing wrong with that. People do it all the time.
It sounds like you're coming on to me. What the hell is going on? Are you flirting with me? It really sounds like you're coming on to me right now.
Yeah, I'm flirting with you.
Okay, thank you. That's all I need to know. Okay, have a good night, sweetheart.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That sucks. Oh, alrighty. Someone just gave me the atom bomb of a number right now.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. Is not available.
Yeah, she's not picking up, Pat. All right, let me see who in the chat room has sent me some phone numbers. Oh, really? Okay. Okay. I think there's going to have to be a part two. I think there's a part two going on.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing? I just need to know, I'm thinking of coming over there. Is your chicken spicy? You got spicy chicken? Hello? Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, try again.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Is this the Newtown Chinatown Buffet?
Well, no, it's not.
Oh, well, why didn't you say so? I'm asking about freaking chicken and I'm calling the wrong number?
You're crazy.
No, you're crazy. I was trying to find me some Alrighty, game on. Keith gave me the wrong fucking number.
Hello?
Look, no reason to be a fucking animal. I'm just trying to say I got the wrong number. You want to be a fucking prick on the phone?
Yeah, you did, man. You got the wrong number.
Where the fuck you want to meet now? Where the fuck do you want to meet? I'll break both your fucking legs. Hello? Motherfucker.
Hello?
Hey, put that jerk off on the phone. I don't want to talk to you.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You have the wrong number.
I don't give a damn. You people were rude. I was trying to call a freaking Chinese restaurant and
hang
you wanted to come
on.
Look,
hang
you're
up on
a fucking loser. Meet me outside. I will break your kneecaps. Damn it. All right. Now they're busy. All right. So I need a real number now. All right. We're going to take a quick break. This is the Crowd Shot Radio Show, pranking the hell out of people. Just ruining days.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live
at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
You are listening to Irritate State Radio Network.
This podcast is proud to be a part of the Blueberry Network. Find freshly picked podcasts just for you at blueberry.com. That's blueberry, no ease, .com.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach, Monday through Friday, 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials, no more busy signals, waiting on hold, or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prizes. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com.
Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
Do you like to smoke but hate the health effects? Well, now there's an alternative. Introducing the ProVape 1. The ProVape 1 is proudly made in the USA and features a larger battery than traditional electronic cigarettes. More battery means more vapor and longer smoking enjoyment, with 8 to 10 hours of use on a single charge. The ProVape 1 brings out more flavor out of the smoking juice. Get your ProVape 1 today at tinyurl.com/provape. Starter kit costs $125. That's tinyurl.com/provape. That's tinyurl.com/provape.
This is war!
What's up? This is the Frank Call Show. Oh, that's what the number I've been waiting for. All right, well, this next number, this is a friend of mine. He always gets drunk. He's in a metal band called All the Peist. He's the lead singer. This is Josh, so I'm going to freaking call him right now.
Please leave your message for 9085022.
Alrighty. God damn it. Alright, let me try it one more time. It's just stupid. God damn it. All right. next. All right, let's see if Jerk Stench wants to freaking call. Wants to. Let me see. Oh, really? Oh, the number is busy. All right, let me try the new Chinatown buffet number now. Oh, man. Alrighty. Damn. I need another Jerk Stench number, please. Again, I need some phone numbers because I'm tapped out. Fuck. Alright. Alright, next. I got this one number here.
The mailbox belonging to
Jesse.
God damn it. Alrighty. This next one. This one will answer. Okay. This is why I don't really do that many prank call shows. Because the time I do them now, ain't no one picking up. Oh, man.
Hello?
Hi, how you doing?
Hello?
Hi. Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me? Hello? Fucking hell. Alrighty, he didn't hear me. I don't know why he didn't hear me. This is bollocks. Hold on. Let me do a quick... oh man, what else is going on? Anyways, while I'm gonna try to find it, I'm gonna try to find another number. Oh, okay. Actually, no. Let's try calling again. Man, Pat, shut the fuck up.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, hi. I represent the Medellin family. We are expanding our operations here from Mexico. Just want to know if you could help us with getting the whole tax thing together.
What kind of business are you in, man?
Shipping.
Shipping?
Shipping.
And do you have a business set up already? I mean,
Well, yeah, we're gonna be actually buying some office space in Dallas. Yes.
Yeah.
Can you afford? Yeah. What's wrong with your phone?
I think it's. Are you calling from a cell phone?
Yeah. Sorry, it's just over here. The phone service in the city is kind of sucky.
Okay.
Yes.
Tell me again about your business plan.
Yeah, we're into shipping. We ship pharmaceuticals and various baubles here and there. Usually it's our pharmaceuticals actually that are the most popular.
Yeah.
When
did you start the business?
When did we start the business? Back in the 70s.
Oh, okay. So you've been established now.
Yeah, 1970s. We were actually, we started in Colombia. I'm just a spokesperson for the family's American business.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yes.
Well,
it's Carlos Alberto Aquilia. He's now the CEO of the company. You probably have heard of him.
No, I don't believe I have.
Yeah, Medellin Shipping?
No.
No.
No, I don't too much international, but
we're doing is we're actually expanding the business to America because we had a lot of success in South America and Mexico. We're just expanding it to the rest of North America. And we heard that we were just seeing that who could help us with the whole tax thing,
Yeah. Well, I'm going to refer you to a colleague of mine because I don't deal too much with the international company.
Well, it's technically not international. It's more of a cartel, if you will.
What one?
Yeah, we are, it is going to be an American business. And we are well established in South America. We already are going to be opening up offices in Houston.
Yeah, I think that would be something that I wouldn't be able to help you out with.
I don't understand why not.
I don't have that experience, with international companies.
I don't see how that's a problem because we're just going to be paying American taxes.
Well,
we already have a CPA for our Mexico and the rest of South America interests.
Yeah. But let me refer you to a
Would you like a sample of our pharmaceuticals?
No, I would not.
Some of them, they really do. The first one is always free, of course.
Uh-huh.
I think this would be a mistake if you pass up the business, because this is a very powerful family.
Sorry?
I think this would be a huge mistake if you deny us business.
Well, I'm not denying her. It's just that I don't...
Because, we went through... have you ever tried Viagra? Because we have this very potent...
No, I haven't.
Would you like us to send you a sample? Might help you out with the missus?
No, thank you.
This is the Medellin family's been in business for many, many, many years. Our patriarch? No, wow. Okay. Well, we would hate for an accident to happen if you say no to us.
It would what?
It would be a shame if an accident were to happen.
If you would like to, you can call this other colleague, Mario Garza.
Okay, is he, what is he, DEA?
CPA.
Ah, oh, okay. Gotta be careful with those.
281.
Okay.
496-74.
Okay. All right, got it. But is he from Laredo?
I'm sorry?
Is he from Laredo? We're looking for someone in Laredo.
I'm not in Laredo.
Ah.
And he's not in Laredo.
Yes. So, actually, we also have this new powdered substance made from coca plants, which makes people feel very good. I mean, would you like some? Yes. I mean, whatever helps seal the deal. I mean, are you? We'll even get you women, boys. Whatever you're into. And he hung up. How do you not know who the Medellin drug cartel is? Yeah, forget. All right, I got another number. Alrighty. Got another number.
Hello?
Your old fat old bastard!
Who's this?
We're in a damn war!
Hello? Your old fat old bastard?
Yeah, exactly. You better be listening to the show.
Fuck you, you fat piece of shit.
I own you! I own you, you fucking older fat piece of shit! You, your face looks. Your face looks like you've been standing
you right
on your
now.
Head in a trap.
All the information I have about you.
I know. Yeah, I know all about your whole entire life.
Listen, I just want to tell you something.
You've had a hard life.
The reason why he didn't know what he was talking about because he said it wrong. It's not Medellin, it's Medellin. That's the way you say it.
Medellin. Okay, fine. Suck it. I was trying to say it white.
Well, guess what? The white boy didn't understand it. That was a Filipino anyway.
Yeah. I wasn't Filipino. Everybody's a goop to you.
Believe me, lately? Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus. Yeah, don't get on a boat.
Come on over here. I'll show you the rice paddy.
No. Always trying to get people to go to your fucking booby house.
Come over here. I'll show you the rice paddy. Really, come.
Nah. You called this number too?
No. I was just listening to when he was saying the Medellin, whatever you said, I'm saying, oh, they're saying it wrong, motherfucker. And that's what I called you for now.
All right. I got another call. I got another number. Yeah, that's the other one. All righty. All right, so I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to, fat bastard. That fat fucking old decrepit crotchety. Alrighty. Calling.
Hello?
Hey, is this Antonio? Is this Antonio? Hello? Hello? Is this Antonio? Motherfuck. Alrighty. Alright, one more time. Let me see if call him again. Oh, motherfucker. Oh, now it's busy. Son of a bitch. Oh, wrong. Oh, Chris gave me the wrong damn number? Wait. Copy selection. Alrighty. Well, we wait. 24th Outfit Locksmith in Brooklyn. All right, somebody wants to call, want me to call this number. Alrighty, we only got a few minutes left to the show anyways, another 7 more minutes.
Hi, it's 236-0023. Please call back Thursday after 12 noon when I can check.
Damn it. You know, for an illegal business, they really got way too much fucking... I want to buy Madden 11 for Xbox. Oh, fucking created. All right, I already know what to say to this one. Yeah, Alex.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? I saw your ad on Craigslist. You want to buy the Madden?
Yeah,
I got a couple of them new, wrapped. How much are you looking to spend? We can make a deal.
Well, how much are you asking for?
I'm asking for like 50, but we could come to a mutual beneficial thing where no money has to change hands. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean. You know, you come over, you do a little odd job, you get yourself a Madden. We're both happy and satisfied. You know what I mean?
I'm good, bro.
What? Yeah. What? Don't you want the Madden 11? This is the game, man. All right, calling him back.
Please leave your message for 347-249-3527. Record your message after the tone. To send a numeric page, press 5. When you are finished recording, hang up, or for delivery options, press pound.
Look, I was just looking for a blowjob. I don't know what the hell you were thinking. Oh, man. What's going on? Xbox, and this guy wants to buy a Toyota pickup. Oh, damn. Alright. He's like, this nigga wants to make me suck his dick for fucking... All right, so you're the pickup. Alrighty. I don't know why these people put their fucking phone numbers out there like that. That's just stupid.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing? I saw your ad on Craigslist. You're looking for your Toyota pickup?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got a 2008 4x4 Toyota Tacoma for sale.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, cool question. All right. Yeah.
Yeah, what are you looking to get for that?
Look, I we can make a deal where no money has to exchange hands. You just come over to my place. We do a little something-something, you get the truck. No big deal. Deed, title, everything.
You have a dealer?
What happened?
What is it? There's a dealer?
Yeah, there's a deal. There's a deal. No money has to change hands. You come over, you know, get on your knees, you know, you do a little something-something.
No, I have cash. I have a wonderful private owner, no dealer.
Yeah, look,
Thank you.
I am a private owner, though.
Yeah.
I'm a private owner. You come over to my private house. You worship my privates, and you get the truck privately.
No, thank you, man.
What's wrong? What's wrong?
Cash,
what's wrong with you?
Yeah, I don't like
shit. What are you talking about? What? I am a private owner. I am a private owner. I own the truck. It's new.
Okay,
it's nice and clean.
You're not
going to
convince me this way anyway.
Convince you of what? But, look, it's just 15 minutes. You get the truck with the deed, everything on the up and up. You know, I'm just asking you help me get up. You know
what I mean? I have a cash money to buy a truck.
Okay, well, I'm saying, though, why spend your money? It's a recession. You know, I'm offering you.
That's what I asked you. How much you want for it? If I like
how
it,
much
I'll
I
buy
want?
It.
Okay,
I
how about 69?
No, not good.
What's wrong? What, 69 right. too much?
No, it's just, hey.
I'm looking for a fucking blowjob. God damn it. I got a truck here. I need a blowjob. Help a nigga out. Stop being a fucking asshole.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Fuck you harder. Is your daddy there? Oh, God. All right. just alrighty. Well, I think I'm done. I'm done for today. Oh man, like to thank everyone for listening. Prime Minister of Mystery, XXXX, Bush Crime Family, Queef, Noisemaker, Jesus. No, I'm just kidding. Created, Christy, Moose, and the two Anons. Like, thank you. This has been the Crutch at Radio. Come back tomorrow. We're probably going to do some news tomorrow. So, I can't even say fuck the New World Order. I'm just saying, the hell with me, I guess. All right, see you tomorrow. We're on Zoom, iTunes, Zencast. Always, also, be sure you stay on the Crutch at Radio /listen live, because we got some more from... We got some more, another show coming up. I forgot what show is coming up after mine, but it's on irritatethestate.net. You can also go over there. So, anyways, see you later, everybody.